Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you are an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. I am Teresa Rand, an entrepreneur, mother, grandmother, wife, and former CEO.
And I'm Jennifer Roberts, a wife, mom, and a woman who walked away from a corporate PR career to embrace entrepreneurship. Join us as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and life.
If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and to learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you.
Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other.
This is the Boss Lady Podcast. Welcome to the new Boss Lady Podcast. Hopefully you listened to last week's episode, and if you did not, then you need to go back and listen to last week's episode, because it's not just me anymore. You get two boss ladies for the price of one. Jennifer, welcome.
I am so glad to be back for our not really episode number two. It's really not. You've done so many of these. We're not starting the counter over. Not really at all. But excited today to talk about something that really I think is going to impact every single industry in the United States and quite frankly, across the world. We're going to talk a little bit about AI today, but really in the bigger context of what it means to upskill yourself in your career. What does that actually mean? And for every career, it's a little bit different, but thinking about that concept today is what we're going to focus on the podcast.
Absolutely. And I'm excited about this conversation because two weeks ago, I talked about investing in yourself. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the importance of that. But what I didn't really get into in that podcast was, okay, what does that look like? How do I know what to invest in? How much does it cost? What's going to help me? What's going to be beneficial? So just to back up a little bit, I'm not sure I was really clear at the beginning. The podcast every week now will be Jennifer Roberts and I together. And you can go back through all of the old podcasts and see Jennifer's been on many times. She is my business partner in the Boss Lady community. And we have been working together in that arena for 3 years. We're going on our third year.
I think so.
I don't know. Time flies when you're having fun, right? We co-sponsor the conference. We co-sponsor the Boss Lady Leadership Community, all kind of education. And you can find us now in a new website.
Woo-hoo,
so yeah. It's in the show notes. But Jennifer, talk a little bit about the new website.
Well, before we get to today's topic, let's talk a little bit of the fun things, Boss Lady. So we made a big announcement just recently. We are on a new platform, and that's really important for those of you that listen to the podcast because there's exciting new information and things and offerings there for you. But at laddernetwork.org is the place where you can find all things Boss Lady. So laddernetwork.org is our new home online, and we're very excited to roll out all the things. We do have a lot of in-person events, but the reality is there have been women that have approached us that don't live in our geographic area of Florida who want to be a part of this community. And so we have listened and we're answering that request by offering a virtual membership. And so there will be opportunities to learn about that on the website. So we hope you'll go and check it out and see what Boss Lady has to offer for people that don't live in our geographic area, which means really anywhere in the world.
Anywhere you live, there's lots of opportunities. So we wanted to make sure to get that out of the way. Laddernetwork.org.
Yes.
Right? Yes. I always hesitate because I want to make it .com, then I want to make it .net, but it's laddernetwork.org. But it's in the show notes and it's great. Jennifer and I have new pictures in there. We had the most fun with one of the members. Actually, this whole network project was done through women that are part of our Ladder Network and part of our Boss Lady Leadership Community. The photographer, the website designer, all of it was coming from women. And you know what? If we have the opportunity to do business with a woman, and we should, still do the same due diligence, make sure they're good, the price is fair and all that. But all things being equal, let's pick one of our ladies, pick one of our peers.
Yes, 100%, right? Supporting each other, lifting each other up, that's what it's all about. So whenever we have the opportunity to do it, we say yes to that.
We do. We love it. So hope you'll join us. But let's go talk about upskilling. Jennifer, what definition would you give for upskilling?
So I when I think about upskilling, the term that comes to my mind is professional development. What are the ways that you are thinking about where your industry is going and how you would fit into that box? Now, that may be totally off from the definition that you looked up and found, but when I think of upskilling, that's kind of where my head goes.
I agree. It's just, in my mind, the simplest way to put it is it's lifelong learning.
Yep.
As long as you are, well, in the working world, I was about to say, but, you know, even when I retire, maybe I'm going to take up gardening. Maybe I'm going to learn to cook better. Maybe I'm going to, you know, because I want to keep learning. For now, it's about things in my industry. Later, it may be about things that bring joy to my life. I don't know. But it's lifelong learning. But this one is intentional. And this article we recently read from SHRM, which is the Society of Human Resource Managers, talked about, you know, every time something new, especially in the world of technology, robotics, all that stuff comes out, people are like, oh, it's going to take all the human jobs. And the reality is, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. Every new thing that comes out, new jobs are required. And it specifically talked about what a shortage there is in data type analysis jobs. And the fact is, they don't often require college degrees. You know, some of these are certifications, things you can learn. But I think that goes with whatever your industry is. There are things you can learn. So How do you go about finding those things, Jen?
Yeah, I think really doing some homework, but understanding what's ahead for your industry. You know, AI is what people are talking about again and again and again, and it's the flavor of the day of what's going to take our jobs, right? The people that keep talking about that. I mean, goodness gracious, I can remember when the internet was the thing that was going to take all of our jobs from the 90s,
right?
Like brick and mortar stores were going to fall away and no one was going to shop anywhere except for online. Now, I realize a lot of people do shop online. I mean, it has changed the industry, but it definitely, and people have had to adapt to that change. And I think AI will bring the same piece if you want to, you know, take my two cents for it. But I think thinking about what can I do, where's AI going to impact my industry, and thinking about what that is and how can I be a leader in that field and in my industry? How can I be a trailblazer instead of sitting back and allowing myself to be the person that is impacted by it? Right? None of us want to be the Blockbuster video, right? We want to be the Netflix. Exactly. We don't want to be the Blockbuster video. So how do we, you know, stay in front of trends to be the leader in those areas? And not saying we have to be big corporate leaders, but leading ourselves and our individual industries, what does that look like? And it looks like plugging in and getting help and talking to other people in your industry and engaging. So it's so powerful just to get people together that work in different areas of the same industry and have a conversation around that.
Right. I actually, as we're recording this today, I'm sitting in Denver, Colorado, where I just got through doing an opening keynote for commercial realtors. There were about 80 of them in the room, and my whole topic was on change and how to adapt to different shifts and changes that are coming along. And we talked about AI, obviously, that's the elephant in the room, but we really talked about any kind of change, personally or professionally. You have to educate yourself on what's going on. If you have a child that has a certain educational need or, God forbid, a health need, as a mother, a parent, you're going to research the heck out of that, right? You're going to figure out, okay, my child has this need. Where do I go? What can I learn? Who do I need to learn from? How much is it going to cost me? Because you want to do the very best you can for that child, right? Mm-hmm. And it's no different for your industry. So we're just using AI because that was the impetus of the conversation. But the reality is, whatever your industry is, there are things you can learn. And there's that old saying, although I said this when I was speaking to a women's group last week, I said, if you're not changing, you are. And the way I always heard it, if you're not changing, you're dying. But most of the women in the audience said, if you're not changing, you're not growing. And I was like, okay, that's much more positive than you're dying. So I laughed because the audience was not giving me back what I expected to hear, but they gave me a much better version. But that's so true, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about your field, Jennifer, PR.
Yeah.
What, I mean, so I'm sure people are telling you that's going away, right?
Oh, yeah. I've heard it from a variety of different people. I remember a dear friend of mine actually texted me when he discovered ChatGPT and was like, you got to check this out. This is totally going to change your industry. I'm worried for you that this may put you out of business. Wow. And I was like, well, that's really interesting. Let me go check this out. And so it was the first time that I'd ever heard about ChatGPT. And so when I started to dig into it a little bit, I realized that, yes, you can go into ChatGPT or a variety of AI platforms, and you could type, create a marketing strategy, which is what I help people do for a living, right? Create a marketing strategy. And you can put in details about your industry and specific things that you want and make sure it includes a press release and social media posts and all of that. And it will spit that all out to you. That is 100% true. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't help you know how to apply it in your particular world, right? When do I push this lever versus this one? How do I get someone to do to cover the press release? I have to go out and build relationships in order to be able to do that. ChatGPT is not going to go build relationships with journalists for you. It gives you tips on how to do it, but you have to go out there and do that work. I think there are a lot of things that AI can do and ways that in public relations, it can, and marketing and communications, the world that I live in, can make tasks quicker and easier for those that are willing to jump in and adopt it. And just to share a story, there's a public relations professional who is kind of like the PR guy for the PR people, who kind of talks and teaches and educates public relations professionals on best practices. And he's done a variety of topics on AI and how PR professionals can use it and apply it. So it isn't the end of your career. It isn't the end [S2] Right. [S1] Of your industry. It isn't a doomsday scenario. It is, in fact, a tool you can use to be more productive in your work time and really going in and diving in about ways that it can be used in a positive way and some things that you might need to watch out for. So I say all of this to share that example, but what it really requires is us to be curious about what's going on in our industry and surrounding ourselves with people who are also curious about how this can be applied in our industry, seeking out those people, looking for the podcast, looking for the coach or the expert that has already emerged in this area to figure out how you can learn from that individual while we still live in the Wild West of AI, because that's truly right. where it we is. Continue to live. And you still have an opportunity Definitely. To be an early adopter in this Definitely. Technology.
And on the same kind of on the same bandwidth, you have the opportunity to be an early adopter. So get in there and figure it out. I told this group today, if you're afraid of AI, just open it up. And go in there and say, I have these five things in my refrigerator. Give me a recipe. You know, do something that's risk-free, that's harmless. Just educate yourself on the platform. Now, also, you have to use it with integrity. But you know what? If I'm hiring a coach on my industry, I still got to make sure there's integrity, mm-hmm. you know, between myself and that person, between the way they do business, their values versus my values. It's no different. Whatever you're reaching out to learn, you have to research and do your homework. But when you fold your arms and say, I know all I need to know, and I don't need to know this new stuff, that's the beginning of the end, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You have to continuously learn and adapt. And I always say, surround yourself with smarter people. You know, there's always somebody that knows more about the newest, latest thing than you do. Netflix and Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. I happened to be at a conference one time where one of the original founders of Netflix was the one that went to Blockbuster. He and his partner, when Blockbuster said, that's the craziest thing ever. People aren't going to sit at home and watch movies and da, 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 da. And laughed him out of the room, and he and his partner were devastated because that was their big plan, was to partner with Blockbuster. Well, I don't know who's laughing and who's crying now, mm-hmm. but you have to keep your mind open that it's not doomsday. It's, oh boy, there's something new, right? Like, the curiosity is the great word, Jen. It's the curiosity of children. What else can I learn?
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
what else do I need to learn to have more offerings?
And it does feel intimidating, right? I mean, when you feel like, oh, I just mastered this, or my world is just feeling like into place, or I'm managing this, or I don't have time for the one more thing, right? We all live in that. We all don't have time for the one more thing to make our professional or career lives a little bit harder. But the thing is, that I encounter every time I try and learn something new, it is only hard at the beginning. It gets easier the more and more you use it. It becomes second nature. It's just anything, right? If you have anxiety about networking, or if you have anxiety about selling, or anxiety about whatever, using AI, like, the more you do it, the more your brain is going to get accustomed to it, at least. And even if you're only sampling it,
right,
I think is it doesn't have to be a deep dive in, like you said.
So Jim, what about, you know, outside of AI? And I know you and I are champions at getting coaching, taking courses. We've done our share of that, the two of us.
So do you remember the question? So one of our Boss Lady events, we had these little cards where you pull out a card and you have to answer the question that's on the card.
Right.
So the question that I pulled out of the thing at this event, social event we were having, was, what do you spend the most money on that is not your house or your car? And I sat there and I thought and I struggled, and I was like, I don't know. What is the thing? I was like, is it travel? Maybe it's travel. And Teresa looked at me and she goes, no, idiot, it's coaching.
It takes one to know one.
Exactly. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what I probably spend the most money on. But really, it's getting out there and learning from other people. So I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, you're right. And there comes a point, and I've kind of cut myself off from some coaching this year, where I've said, okay, I've been in business 6 years now. I've had a coach ever since I started. I still have one, but I've usually had two or three. So this year I said, okay, I picked my favorite coach, the one that I feel like I get the most return on my investment, and said, I love the others, but I'm going to actually take this year to implement more as opposed to learning more. But I can't tell you I'm not implementing all the things I learned from previous coaches. So you can get to the point where you just learn and learn and learn and learn, and then there's kind of paralysis by analysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you got to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, as a professional coach, and you and I are coaching, doing a group coaching for women now, a 6-month program, there's only so much your coach can do. You have to do the rest. It's not just feed me, and I'm going to grow my business. It's feed me, let me go grow something, and then I'll come back and get fed again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless, not even talking about technology, one of the tips for today is, what do you need upskilling in? What do you need to learn that you're might be struggling with, might be ignoring because you're afraid of it? What are those two or three things? And then from there, how do you go about finding them, Jen? Where do you find those things?
You know what? I find more and more just speaking it out loud again and again and again, I start to find answers. I remember this happened to me when I was trying to decide where we were going to send my daughter to high school. It was all I could talk to people about. This one, the private school, the public school, which public school, this program, that program. It was all I could talk about to people. And because I was kind of obsessed with it. But I got great feedback from different people, and I got a bunch of different perspectives that helped me make and helped me work with my daughter to make a good decision of what that was going to be like and put some parameters. Same thing. The more you speak life into it and say, you know, I'm looking for someone that can help me with this, or I'm having a problem with this. Do you know where I can find someone? I'm struggling with X, Y, whatever the thing is. I find the more, I mean, of course, there's always, you know, the internet, right? That's a place to start. Right. But I find the more I talk out loud about it to people, the more ideas that come together that I never actually expected.
Absolutely. So identifying your skills that you need to learn more or learn, period. Identify what more you need to enhance your business or your career. We're not just talking entrepreneurs here. We're talking your career. You know, you can ask people you work with, what courses can I take? What do you recommend for my self-development for the year? So identifying those skills first and then research. Online research, but I agree, Jennifer, the best research is talking to people.
Yeah.
And I think asking people.
You know, we talk a lot about entrepreneurs here, but both of us have come from a corporate background. And I'm sure I've shared before if at one of our conferences, but maybe also on this podcast, is that for our corporate professionals, I can't understate how important this work is, because I grew up in an environment, and not my employer's fault in any way, my own, that I thought I did not, my employer was going to provide all the professional development and upskilling that I was going to need to do my job. And not to their wrongness of that. I'm not saying they didn't provide things to me, but I think there were things that I would have chosen maybe differently that I wanted to get better at and had to invest in myself. And we've talked about that a variety of times. I know you've talked about that a lot on the podcast, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again. But, you know, investing in yourself and looking for those things that you might not be getting at work. What is the opposite of that? Absolutely. You know, so I think this is critically important for our friends in corporate America, just as much as it is for entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. I agree. So get out there and figure out what you need. Lifelong learning, upskilling, lifelong learning, saving your job, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. Get out there and do it. And of course, if you need help, join our virtual groups, because we talk a lot about this kind of stuff and we just never get tired of it. We learn so much from each other. So, Jen, anything else to add before I close this out?
No, I think that we covered all the things. Like, think about what skills you want to polish up on. Get out there, do some internet research, and just start talking to people. Oh, and you can join us as well. That would also be a great tip.
And you can join us as well. Absolutely. So we'll be back next week with a brand new topic. But until then, make time to embrace, empower, and educate yourself. Take care.